Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about football players taking a knee during the national anthem. Donald Trump is against it. He says any son of a bitch who disrespects our country should be fired, and surprisingly, a lot of people agree. The only argument is which son of a bitch is disrespecting our country more, the athletes exercising their First Amendment rights or a shameless politician stoking division in a desperate attempt to distract his base from the fact that he can't get anything done and his approval ratings are sinking faster than a bag full of nickels in a kiddie pool. Over the weekend, he tweeted 24 times about the NFL and not once about the humanitarian crisis in Puerto Rico. That's leadership, the same way two bottles of Jägermeister are medicine. He even said the owners are afraid of the players and encouraged all those rich white guys to tell their African-American employees to shut up and keep tap dancing. Why would this be about offending the military? Colin Kaepernick explained the reason he started not standing was to draw attention to the fact that blacks are losing their lives to racial inequality. If you want to voluntarily misinterpret it to be about disrespecting the flag, you're free to do so. That's your right. But you should also be prepared for people to misinterpret your statements as being those of a bigot and a racist. And why stop there? The military doesn't have a monopoly on the flag. The players are also disrespecting the birth of the baby Jesus, who was born under the same stars and stripes. Please, people, can we keep politics out of football? Don't ruin Sundays. It's the one day of the week we can tell the good guys from the bad guys, because the good guys are wearing the same shirt as we are, and it's green and gold. Go Pack, go. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.